Okay, you're on.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting, August 23rd, 2018. It's 7:03 PM. Can I have a roll call, please?
Kendra Michael.
Here.
Mike Stolpa.
Here.
Mark Ratliff.
Here.
If you would, please stand and follow me. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could please take a moment to thank our military members, both at home and overseas. Thank you. Eric is here tonight from the auditor's office.
Thanks. Just two things. We got something on our homepage. There's a scam going on right now, and they're sending letters out to people. We're not sure where they're getting the information, but they're offering you, they're telling you that you have to send them several hundred dollars, or you're gonna lose your property. Or you need to send them a couple hundred dollars, I'm sorry, to obtain a copy of your deed to your home, okay? You can download it for free yourself, or you can pay a few dollars for it at the recorder's office. So if you hear of anybody getting letters, we're getting calls every day, just tell them to throw the letter away. And then the other item we talked about for a while now, we still have people out collecting data for the 2019 reappraisal. They'll leave a card letting you know why they were there, and there's no need to call unless they specifically ask you to call. They're contracted through our office, but they will be identified with auditor's office on their uniforms and their cars. Thank you.
Do you have notification of the scam on your website?
Yes.
Could you link to that, Matt? Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
I didn't hear what she said when she was going.
They're having a scam. People are trying to scam people into giving them their deed, was it?
They want to charge several hundred dollars for you to buy your deed, and they're telling you that you're in trouble if you don't purchase your deed. Your deed is free, downloading it on the website, or for a few dollars at the county recorder's office. You don't have to pay anybody several hundred dollars for your deed.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Next, accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 29427 through check number 29450, total amount $10,417.59.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Ratliff.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Payroll, I'll move to approve payroll check number 24151 through check number 24179, total amount $38,009.40, with $6,673.56 being deferred for OPERS, union dues, and health insurance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Ratliff.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Approval of minutes, if it pleases the board. I'd like to, I'd ask Steele to make a change to these minutes, and I wasn't satisfied with the change. I haven't had a chance to listen to the recording, so could we have a look at it again?
No problem. Next meeting. That's fine.
Approval of fire and police department reports.
Did I have a chance to take a look at these?
No, I have not, but I'm fine with them if you...
Okay, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve the July fire department and the July police department report as presented.
Second.
Discussion.
Nothing anything out of the ordinary that I should be made aware of? No, then it's fine.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Ratliff.
Aye.
purchase orders and training requests, Mike?
I don't have any, so.
All right.
No.
I just have one. I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Morton Salt Incorporated out of Illinois. This is for 223.92 tons of road salt. Total amount $12,412.09.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Danny, how much did it go up?
55.43 a ton this year. I think we're paying right around $32. This is going to get us to the end of the year. That's why I put in a budget for 2018.
Okay.
So right after 2019.
Okay.
So this is one first my overall.
Like, this was on a purchase order to Cargill, and they didn't bid this year, I guess, then he said, so we just had to switch over.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't see this. What do you need me to do with that?
Oh, just approve it on the record. You guys, in 2017, the resolution to actually do the project was passed. So it's just a matter of actually approving that purchase.
Okay. So I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our roads department. Total amount is $65,000. This is for improvement of sites, specifically. This is the.
That's paving a substation, right?
Substation, right.
That's our portion of the grant.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Department head comments. Elaine?
I had sent the three of you the thing for Halloween spirits going into 4927 Grand Shops. Mark said it was okay, Mike said it was okay, but you said you wanted to talk about it, so.
Yeah, I just didn't want to agree to anything via email, but yeah, I'm fine with it too.
Okay. 2017, we did it for Halloween City, now Halloween Spirits is going to be in there. And they kind of tossed back and forth between Kmart and us, and so I'll go ahead and be able to write them a permit so they can get in, and they'll be out by November 15th and do some, they want some signage also. That's it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Chief?
Other than National Night Out, a joint effort between the city, we want to have ourselves at party, we want to have a nice day.
Chief Painter?
Just an update on that Middleton Road station, the damage, I'm trying to keep bike in the loop. Seemed like there was a breakdown between our local agent and parent insurance company. So they seem to have got that resolved, so I'm trying to get the updated quote, so hopefully we can get these checks going and you get the work started here in the next couple of weeks. So I apologize for the confusion, but things never went from the local level to California or Texas, wherever they're at. It's kind of a whole again, we're aware of our contract. So county prosecutor, our law director, and his outside attorney involved, they got it all hammered out.
Appreciate that. Danny?
I have nothing.
Matt?
Our phone system is going to be installed on Friday, the one we talked about at the last meeting.
Friday, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. We'll start that. We'll start that and then move down to the fire station back here. Go to the Downey's at the Road and Bridge and go to the Elk River. Everything's been taken care of. Everything's good to go.
Did you find out about the fax?
Yes.
They're doing the fax center. Awesome.
Yeah, they can take care of that. And the only other thing is, I figured the important part when I know that House Bill 168 was passed, and that creates a local cemetery grant fund, which we would be able to use, but it won't likely be in effect until next year, but that's something that we could look at.
I've already had a discussion with Matt about that, and I'm going to have him talk to Denny in regards to what we might need or, you know, exactly what the grant will cover. Might be something we might want to look into for the cemeteries.
Per the language of the House bill,
when I read through it. It will cover extensive maintenance and training for some of our employees, caretakers, so that would cover anything that has to do with us fixing things, planning, whatever we have to do. That would cover. It was very vague and open, so I believe we'd have a good opportunity to do something. And
excellent. Thank you, Matt. Next on old business, discussion of Hood Road. So we received an estimate back from one of the companies we had looking at it, and it was quite high, in my opinion, $1.7 million. So where we're at right now is we're going to ask the county to what they're going to recommend as far as moving the road slightly within the right-of-way, and then go from there. We don't have that back yet.
I want to add, too, first of all, that this quote doesn't include a lot of stuff. There's a lot that's excluded, and in talking to Denny, so we should plan on $2 million, probably.
Yeah, even.
And as far as the county goes, Denny talked to
I talked to Andy Conrad today, and he has not received a letter back from you guys.
So we either have to get another one sent, or
I thought Siri was going to send a letter telling him if you guys wanted to press to move the road over.
We signed it,
yeah.
But it's somehow didn't get to him. So
I'll talk to her tomorrow. So make
will
sure
you please?
Send it.
If she has a copy, you can just write it over.
I'll make sure he gets it.
Or email it even. I mean,
right.
It went out, or should have went out.
Right.
It's surveyed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they surveyed it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just to see what the right of way was, and there's not much there, but it's doable.
Yeah.
So that's all we have on Mr. Hood Road. discussion of IT service.
We're still working on it. The one company asked if they can come out and take a look again to give us, they wanted a better idea as to exactly what we were looking to do. So we told them they can come out and take another look. Once we get their quote, then we'll have the three quotes. We can go from there.
Awesome.
I asked too that if Mal Networks maybe can come and do an in-person, answer some questions for us.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Lighthouse.
Lighthouse came in.
Maybe give
Mal
a chance
okay.
to come in.
Sure. I mean, that's that'd be good.
Mal. Mal.
I'll get in contact with them. See about if he has anything.
All right. Under new business, zoning change.
I put this on there. At a recent zoning commission meeting. They've been looking at changing part of Pearl Road, the section that's from Hamilton to the township line that's now BL to BG, to make it all one continuous instead of having a split. You can see on the map there, the stuff that's in that pink at the top is BL, so they're looking at changing that to BG, so it would all be yellow all the way down Pearl Road. At the last meeting, they discussed doing this possible change, and that but part of it is based on recommendation of the zoning, the county zoning commission, planning commission. It's a good idea to send a letter to all the businesses or residents on that section that would change, letting them know that there might be a that they're looking at changing it to BL from BL to BG. We just need to kind of approve them sending a letter. Zoning secretary sending a letter once all this is done.
For the public's sake, you want to explain the difference between BL and BG?
BL is limited business and BG is general business. The difference between it, Alice, refresh my memory again.
There's more types of businesses that can go in the BG that's not allowed in the BL, and one of the main things is restaurants. We don't all want to go hungry, but restaurants and those types of facilities are, excuse me, are BG and BI are pretty well spoken for, and so to
increase the availability of businesses in the township, the board thinks it's beneficial to go from BG all the way to the township line next to Brunswick Hills. And part of that was when this was originally done, Brunswick Hills had nothing at that. It was just open land and basically so were we. But both townships have been growing and it's desirable now to have a little heavier usage available to the people out there. So the letter does not have to be certified. By law, you have to notify if there's 10 or less. If you don't have, if you have more than 10, you don't have to send a certified letter. And when I talked to Brown Pedward, he says legally you don't have to, but ethically, and he would strongly recommend that you notify these people prior to obviously actually changing, so that if they have any concerns, they will have an opportunity to come to the public hearings that are going to be part of that process.
There's roughly about 25 addresses in that section. We've already pulled it up, so we kind of know how much they would be sending.
I think without question, I'd want them all contacted. Right.
Yeah. No, you know, nobody reads the legal ads. Most people
do. Right.
That's where it would be advertised. So by giving them a just a regular letter, not certified, making them aware that the possibility is going to be there and that they might want, if they have questions, to come to the meeting, the public hearing.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow the zoning board secretary to send out a general letter informing the current owners on Pearl Road, which would be between Hamilton and the township line, of a possible zoning change from BL to BG.
Second.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike, I have, this came recently here. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The township requires additional continual education for the boards, and the CPC hasn't been putting any on. The only one that is still putting any on is the annual planning and zoning workshop that we've been going to for the last, I don't know how many years, quite a few. And they don't have all the details on here, but they said save the date. It's February. It's November 2nd, okay? It's going to be at the same place where it was before. So I just want to make the board aware, and I would hope that you would authorize sending whatever board members want to go. I know in the past, there's been a blanket a certificate covering the zoning conference, and this one was from 16, but it made a $1,000 blanket certificate for the conference. And I want to know whether or not this is still going to be acceptable, so next month's meeting I can see which members are interested in going. We should have more details.
Right. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, in the past we've done it, and that was something that I forget.
It's usually pretty beneficial.
Yep.
Especially since we have some new people.
Right, right.
We took it, it is appropriated for, so if we can just get a count of how many.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. I just wanted to
It's appropriated. We don't have a purchase of an actual blanket yet. Figured we'd open the blanket once we had kind of a final count of how many people.
They don't give the price or anything, but it's probably pretty close to what it was last year.
Okay. You'll have that next meeting?
I certainly hope so.
And when does registration have to be done by, you know?
It's very, very general.
Okay.
This just says save the date. They're hosting their 30th annual planning and zoning workshop, blah, 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 blah. It did say if you wanted to check and go here, and I tried to put that into my computer to pull it up, and my computer came and said they didn't like the page, so I stopped. I can give you this, and if you want to try your computer to see if it likes the page.
I mean, we have time, so as long as we can get...
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure you're aware of that, and if it's been budgeted, that's great.
Things actually before public comment.
Go for it.
Mr. Krepp, I've already talked to him. I just kind of throw out the general public too. Last meeting, he asked about Fenn Road and the sign for the landscaping company in the road right away. Since we talked, that's been taken care of. It's no longer there. And then he also asked about slow moving vehicle signs that people are using to kind of mark their driveways. I talked to Andy Conrad at the engineer's office. I'm going to send him that list of addresses, and he'll go out and take a look at them and go from there, because it's a county road. I figured I'd contact them first and see what can be done, because technically you're not allowed to use the slow moving vehicles for anything but slow moving vehicle. You're not allowed to use it to mark anything of that. So that's it.
I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Kevin Michael.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
The floor is now open for public comment. If you'd like, please raise your hand and state your name and address for the record, and the opportunity to speak will be yours. Anyone? Going once? Going twice? We're going to get to watch the Browns game.
No Browns game.
All right, Al.
I'm 3756 fan. Thank you for the sign removal and the comment about the SMB signs. One of the things, several years ago, we had quite a lot of growth about labels on building news. From that auto dealership down the roadway, there's another dealer. It's parking a lot of cars in the street. I certainly don't think that's appropriate.
I'm sorry. This is blowing.
Can you lower that one notch? Sorry, it was just loud up here.
Is that there's an auto dealer on 18 parking a lot of cars.
And that was on the road.
On the tree lot.
Okay.
And I don't think that's appropriate. If he needs more room, go to a bigger lot. Or reduce your inventory.
I'll make a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know they were working on their lot in the back. I don't know if they're done back there.
I was going to say they've been really good.
They were grading it back here the other day when I went by, so I don't know if that's the issue.
Hopefully. Mr. Cup, which side of the street?
It's on the west side.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Andrew Michael.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Aye. I do have one more thing. Sorry, Ken. I just thought of it now. It'll be quick. When I mentioned about the slow movie thing. So when I talked to Andy Conrad also, we also had an accident here a couple days ago. I brought that up again to him. Seems like every time there's an accident, he feels a call from residents or from one of us trustees or that. So going forward, he said they are going to look into it. He's waiting on data from the State Highway Patrol. It doesn't update regularly, so they have to wait for it to come in. Once it comes in, then they'll go back and take a look at it, and then look at recommendations or whatever as to what we can do going forward. So he just asked that. As of right now, if there's any more accidents, just kind of document them or that, but if we can kind of avoid bothering him, you know, letting him know, oh, there's another accident, things like that. He does have it on his desk. He is going to look into it. He's just waiting for the data to come back. So I told him I'd bring that up just so everybody's on the same page.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, we have seen a huge increase, because last time they ran the numbers, they would not do anything because of the number of accidents, but we're working hard, I guess, on having crashes there to do something.
My question is this. Same person, same as. What seems to be the problem here? Because for years, there was maybe one or two accidents a year. Now there seems to be one.
Driver inattention, probably, you know, some of, and there's all, and if you look at the, every OH1, everybody in the whole state of Ohio uses the same what's called an OH1. That's why they all go to the state highway, or, you know, Department of Public Safety. And so you can, and the nice thing about it, which probably wasn't in the past, when we take an accident report, it's actually geocoded, which is your longitude and latitude. So we can pinpoint within probably less than a tenth of a mile where every accident happened, where before we might be a little bit off because we hit you with just an intersection or within 100 feet, so we're getting better data, so for one thing. And like I said, they don't update it. We looked within the last several months, when we first started, when this Prop 3 was closed and looked at it, but they do update it, and it's fairly, they do it fairly often as far as to update the information, so. But that is a big controlling factor on what we can do here. So, and like I said, the way we're going right now, we unfortunately will be able to, I guess the good news is get something, maybe something.
In other words, you can't fix stupid.
What's that?
In other words, you cannot fix stupid.
That, well, that's true too, yeah. I mean, yeah, that, I guess that's why they call them accidents, right?
That's
all.
Move to adjourn.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:29 p.m. Thank you for coming.
Is that a record? This week.
It's pretty good. Can I ask for a
round? Can I put a round
estimate?
We'll get that out of
there. Oh, yeah. You can have that.
Now they're 30 and 27. I don't want to move. He told me, he's like, I don't like this school thing anymore. I want to just stay in half day kindergarten forever. And I'm thinking, yeah, I actually want you to stay this age forever too. Like, be sweet and not do anything bad.
Where's he going to school at?
She seems so young. Like, back when, like, I remember our principals were, like, ancient, you know, and I'm like, when I first met her, when we started kindergarten, I was just like, she really don't need to be a principal.
Yeah, actually, she was assistant, and then she took over when Carol Tarek retired.
She's really nice.
Yes, yeah, she is.
The school is good, like, the teachers, although last year I felt bad for them, because we had been told that all kindergarten except for the full day kindergarten was morning. So we were prepping that it was visitor last year. And then literally like a week before school started, we got a notice that they were, the classes were full, so they had a pre-noon class and it was afternoon. But Mrs. Worley, who he had, she had to go from one school to another, and I think it just kind of freaked her out a little bit. So she wasn't as, like, I kept hearing how great the teachers were. And it wasn't that she was bad, she just wasn't on school and stuff.
Okay.
So
that
was Mrs. Clarity, I guess.
Her
classroom is so cool. She does flexible seating, so if you learn better sitting on a bouncy ball, that's where you sit. And
I was expecting you to say 10 when you said that.
He just told me he loves it. So, yeah, he just doesn't like the mornings.
Alright, we'll take care of
you.
Yeah,
okay, awesome. Okay, you know what, I do need to go to the garage thing with you. I still
do.
I do need that garage thing. I thought Chief Robertus was handling it.
Take care of it.
You know that,
It really does.
We've been just, we're doing the state audit right now, and I'm never here during the day.
We have to have a sign that says
her answer is, I cannot forward to him, but it's like,
she's
her.
If somebody puts flowers on you, how long do you leave? Like, somebody puts a tag on you.